It's the wildest podcast in the wilderness. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, not broadcasting from Disneyland. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
It's a show about things that people like, that people listen to The Perfect Pour like to, are into.
Yeah.
I messed that up. Terrible. Yeah. We're not doing
you
any other
You don't even yet. Believe it either, huh?
No, I don't believe it. Nope. Can't even convince me, man. Something's wrong. For the 361st time, we're just going to be here hanging out with you, having some beers, having fun with them beers. Listening to you call us, hopefully. It's gonna be a small voicemail night. And we're gonna be talking about what we were drinking last week and some beers to look out for and all those things, and it's gonna be great. And Lou's gonna eat crackers in the background. And we're still distancing. We're still all in our own personal home studios. And tailgating. We're tailgating with, I was tailgating with a beer donated to the show by Chef from Chicago. The suburbs of Chicago now. A Phase 3 Brewing Company, Strawberry Chantilly. It is a strawberry milkshake IPA. And it comes through with the, it delivers its on its promise. It's like if you took a nice IPA and then mixed some Nestle Quick strawberry in there, this is what you get.
That sounds hideous.
So sorry you're missing it.
I might stop what I'm doing and go get one right now.
you can come over. Stay.
Me and Louie will distance.
Yeah. Don't touch Louie.
We'll put a little tray on Louie, and he could bring beers out to me in the driveway.
There you go. Can broadcast in the driveway.
Yeah. So the neighbors would love that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was having during the tailgate. Nick, what are you having?
I got Urban Roots Rausch Beer, Mellow Wood Rausch Beer, Oak Aged Smoked Amber Lager.
Wow.
This was a Wazoo Corvette beer.
So it's a Rausch beer, and it's also a smoked amber
lager.
Or that's what Rausch beer is
on. On oak. I think only one of those words is actually belonging to the Rausch beer. I'm not sure all of them are.
All right. Man, that's a lot. That's a lot going on. Are you getting all that?
The smoke is what I'm getting.
Smoky.
No, not much oak, not much amber. I guess lager.
Smoked lager. Matt, what are you having?
Smoked lager. From Slice Brewing Company, I'm having their Brighter Days. Also a Wazoo donation.
What kind of beer is that?
IPA.
How's it measure up to other Slice?
It's good.
Well, there you go. That's what we're drinking.
Yeah.
It's all solid.
Thank you.
Let's have a show, huh? What do you think?
I think you got it, Chief.
You got it, Chief. Matt, what's going on?
I don't have any culture. I'm tired.
Uh-oh. The house and the heat and the job is getting to you.
That's it.
There it is.
Just trying to stay open, stay awake, and stay upright.
Stay up doing stuff. You're just getting old, man. You're just not used to being old like I am. I'm used to being old. I'm like, yeah.
Mikey's been old for a long time.
Yeah. Matt, this is a new experience for him. He's got to adjust to it. He's like, whoa, what's this? I used to be able to do all those things. And I'm just put my hand on Matt's shoulder and say, nope, you can't do all those things. Not anymore, son.
That's what beer was invented for.
It's time to find a chair.
Beer went from the want category to the need category in a matter of seconds.
Nick, what you got?
Garbage, but we'll give it a shot. Are you guys ready for the nitro beer trend?
That's, was nitro beer ever, was it a trend?
I don't know, but they're saying this year it's gonna.
This year it's really gonna be. How it,
really oh, big okay. wave.
I think they're full of shit because.
I'm having a hard time believing this too. I'm like, why is this news?
Yeah, how could something be on draft, something that has to do with draft beer become a thing right this year?
Ah, yes. No, this is canning.
Oh, okay. Like, the widget, are we going to put a widget in there?
A widget? You got a widget?
A widget in there. The Guinness. It's got a widget, don't it?
It's a 70-30 mix of nitrogen and CO2.
I was just about to say that most companies don't do widgets, they just do blends.
Mm-hmm. Blends.
They're so blending.
They're blending nitrogen in there.
Well,
yeah.
If nitrogen's meant to be introduced when you open the can or when you pour it from the draft faucet, if it's just mixed in, it doesn't present right. So you put 30% CO2 in there, and it kind of it's equivalent of fluffing a pillow before you lay on it.
Oh, okay. Well, once you open it, it like the CO2 is a CO2 does its thing. Open it, pour it hard.
Pour hard, please.
Their powers combined.
Wow. They're like Wonder Twins. Form of
interlocking rings.
Oh, beer. Drinkable draft beer.
Look at the cascade.
So we're going to start seeing more nitro stuff in cans. Is that what you're saying? Maybe.
I hope so.
You're into that? You like the nitros?
If I could have my way, I would take Old Rasputin in a can nitro version.
Oh, so Old Rasputin isn't good enough for you?
Not after you've had the nitro version.
You're like, whoa, man, this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, do this more. Not sure I would get into IPAs on nitro. I'm sure that's going to happen, especially a hazy nitro.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Could smooth it out even further. Nitro milkshake stout.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean IPA. That thing we're talking about.
That's all it's going to be is just one or two stouts and then a bunch of nitro milk stouts. Nitro milk IPAs or whatever.
Yeah. Finally, nitro milkshake IPAs.
Nitro milkshake IPAs. They're coming. Session nitro milkshake IPAs.
Yes.
Mikey, it's summertime. Have you brought any session beers yet? It's pool season.
Pails. I've been drinking.
No, also, no strictly session beers. You're just going for the pale ale.
There's not much that claims to be session anymore, you know?
Is that over? They just realized we're just making pale ale.
Yeah. So, It was called Pale Ale. It was fun to call Pale Session for a while, but I guess I'll just call them Pales. 4.5 Pale Ale.
4.5. Is it light bar worthy?
But I'm all about them sessions, sure.
I know. That's why I'm like, where are they at? I haven't seen any Instagram sesh pics.
Great for day drinking.
Great.
I haven't had enough beer budget lately.
Dang. You're still economizing? Mm-hmm. Six packing it?
I should have. Probably. This week I went with... I took Father's Day money and bought an expensive 4-pack.
Ooh,
I should have went with economy and like bought a 12-pack of something, but...
Yeah. Or a 30-pack of Montucky.
Yeah. Something. Some 12-pack of a lager of some sort.
He chose poorly.
Or if you want to drive to Morro Bay, we know the place to get a pack of hams.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pack of hams.
Yeah, I'll drive to Morro Bay for some hams. Babe, I'll be right back. I'm going to go on a beer run. Okay. I'll be back in 5 hours.
Yeah. Still have money for a hamburger.
So.
That was interesting to see a stack of hams in this local grocery store over there.
Ham stacks.
Ham stacks.
It'd be refreshing.
Stacks of hams, bro.
You could have a hams sandwich.
Ah, what's in the middle? What's in the middle?
No, the hams is in the middle. You got what's on the outside.
What's the bread then?
Yeah, what's the bread?
What's the bread? What are you surrounding your...
I like a ciabatta bun.
That joke was the catch.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, it's called dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
You had your day.
Damn it. Gotta wait until next year if I can throw those out. I'm terrible with jokes. I can't remember anything. Like, I'll hear all these jokes. I'm like, that's a solid joke. I'm gonna remember that for next time.
Yeah.
It's appropriate totally to throw remember. A joke out. Don't remember it. I don't remember. I cannot retain jokes to tell them.
Damn it. Now you tell us. We spent all this time here waiting. we thought, he's just not telling them to us.
Yeah.
Like, he's holding out.
No, I'm just stupid.
Doesn't know.
What else, Nick?
The Nielsen, who I only imagine did broadcast tracking, does beer tracking as well?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I saw that too, and I'm like, I never researched it to find out, but I'm just like, is that the same people, or is this a different Nielsen competing Nielsen?
Competing Nielsen.
Families?
Only for beer.
Oh, Nielsen, huh? You got the TV ratings, huh? No, we just do beer, okay? We're different, that's a different Nielsen. We're not those Nielsen.
Nielsen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, bud. Just trying to make conversation.
Have a nice day, Phil. Yeah, so they're saying off-premise beers have hit a new record, as I guess they should, because you can't drink anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right? It is our time, off-premise time.
Off-premise.
Man,
I'm glad
I sunk my 401k into off-premise stocks.
What, TGI Fridays?
Yes.
And Red Robin?
Yep. Is it bad that I had during this pandemic, I've had TGI Fridays delivered to the house? Is that bad?
Ooh.
Keeping in mind, I have a family.
Did you get extra sauce with your order?
No, I didn't dare try to do that. You think the freaking Grubhub guy is going to be like, did you get the extra sauce in there? No, no, no.
No, that ain't happening.
They're picking the bag up.
No subs, man. No subs on pickup orders.
No.
You seem like a loaded potato skin kind of guy.
Well, producer Becky is heavily into potato skins. I will eat them fine, but she's a connoisseur of the, we went to Silver Dollar skins at Silver Dollar off brown.
I will not be.
I think I just got a burger.
Potato skins. I can't blame you. I mean, at least you didn't have to go there.
I enjoy a TGI Friday's visit once every year. One every 16 to 18 months is good.
Did you have them deliver an Astro Pop while you were there?
They might nowadays. They might deliver that stuff.
They have a
Astro
whiskey,
Pops, woohoo!
A whiskey glazed sampler.
Oh,
they have spinach and an artichoke dip.
Oh, look, like Matt's thinking about it now. He's like, you know what?
Yeah,
I just might do that.
He's like, you got that Jack Daniel's trademark dipping sauce?
That's trademark.
Trademark.
That's sliders.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I didn't even notice if they'll send beer.
Yeah.
You can.
The barbecue place? Famous Dave's will.
Oh, they will?
They'll send beer to go.
Lucky Dog or Lazy Dog. Lazy Dog's. They've got a little beer program where, like, a subscription, like, you become, or a club. You
subscribe to Team Old IPA?
Yeah. So, it's pretty fancy.
Fancy. There you go. That's where you can spend the rest of your Father's Day cash on.
All right. Lazy
Dog Club.
I blew through that, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone. All gone.
All gone. Yeah, the old Harbor Freight had a sale and got you.
Yep. Love them cheap tools.
Free flashlight with purchase. Okay, so, yep, exceeds $1 billion in last 3 of the 4 weeks. Lots of off-premise sales. I guess $1 billion is a lot.
Apparently. Have you found that to be true, Matt, as far as, are the stores, the grocery stores, are people buying more from the grocery store? Or are you into that side of the things?
In May, package was doing well. In June, we're having to focus more on draft because places are opening back up. I think people are still buying beer at stores, but it's changing.
People are coming back out.
Yeah.
Have you guys been out? Have you sat down yet? In an establishment?
Should we talk about it now or save it for Bangkok?
Whoa. I think I got my answer.
Wow.
We'll save it for Bangkotsen.
All right. I mean, for me, I don't know if Matt's been anywhere interesting.
I talked about Out of the Barrel previous episode, but I went to Mad Duck.
Oh, nice.
That's it. I haven't been anywhere else.
Did you have a Mad Brew at Mad Duck?
Nope.
What?
Just lunch.
Does it count? if a Matt appears at a Mad Duck and doesn't order a beer, does it make a sense?
I don't know if it does count. I think it doesn't. It never counts if you don't have beer.
There you go. Did you guys see Dust Bowl's news?
Saw it.
Okay.
No,
you got it in your notes?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I know what he's going to say.
Damn it. Uh-huh. I'm out of the loop. Nobody tells me anything.
That's because you talk to Louis all day. He doesn't know much.
Louis doesn't know many much beer news.
No. So Dust Bowl, friends of ours who send us beer frequently. Thank you. They are closing their original tap room, the downtown tap room, due to the new guidelines and the reevaluation of their lease, saying they ain't going to make it no more.
That sucks. I never even got to go.
I didn't either. So now I never will.
I preferred the downtown location. But it was small. So, I mean, it was shared bathrooms. It was a small location. So it's like, unless you sat at the bar, it wasn't my place to hang out. So
yeah,
they probably would have had 6 tables and 2 bar stools and that would have been it.
That sucks. I really like the...
So it's you and the bartender distancing 6 feet apart.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I really like the new place. It's not homey, though, like I imagine that original place is, so...
Oh, well. You want the local flavor.
Yeah, OG. Just like if Fresh and River were to ever close their original... pub, that would be bad.
Damn. It'd be the end of an era.
Well, cheers to that, the original Dust Bowl.
Original.
What else? Anything else?
We'll end on a sad note.
Good job. You're like, oh, I know that got this good, solid, sad note. I'm out.
That's how you do a successful podcast. Always in on the sad. That's how you
podcast. 361 shows. The Black is Beautiful, the whole collab Cosbeer project going on. It is probably surpassed at this point. It was nearing 900 breweries participating.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. Hopefully it gets up to 1,000.
Is that across the nation or California?
Yeah. No, it's definitely the nation at least.
Okay.
I don't know. I assume worldwide you can do it, but
wow.
blackisbeautiful.beer if you have not clued into this one yet.
Cool. That was not something.
I was waiting for Matt to throw in some relevant clip, and apparently not.
Nope. My phone was all, you have a memory from this day, and it's all, let us play music at a loud volume.
I've never seen the thing do a memory with music.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me... It's royalty free, so we can play the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Sure. What else do we have to do? Oh, man, it's pretty serious. That is a serious memory, according to that music.
That was called uplifting. Here, let's play it with extreme music.
All right. Extreme, the band?
Yeah, that was extreme.
Early 2000s pop rock band extreme.
Extreme.
Oh, somebody's got a new beer.
New beer.
I want a new beer.
I love gold.
What is that, Nick?
This is Mac Salad Double IPA from Slice.
Oh.
That's the one I wanted.
That's what I'm wanting.
Wow. I don't recall seeing either of you texting me that.
I said, I want the slice one. Is that not a slice beer?
No, you have the slice one.
Nope. I don't have that one.
Well, now he left. He's just not even going to be on the show anymore. He's just going to go drink it by himself.
What? I missed it. What happened?
I
spilled, so I had to go get towels really quick.
He was headed to the shower with his crowler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? This is a shower beer. Later, guys.
Ooh. Shower crowler.
I did build shower beer shelves into my new shower remodel.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? Are you doing with that? Or?
Slowly. Yeah. We're coming up on a year. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
He's having more beers than showers.
I prefer to take 8 years to renovate things, but 1 year. That's not...
I know. I'm rushing things.
Yeah.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Mm. Also, I have a question for you. This was... It was a totally different podcast and totally not talking about beer, but I've recalibrated this question for beer. So let's say you can reset your palate, just completely clear your palate, like you've never had beer before. You've never had beer.
Ooh.
But you retain all your knowledge. All your knowledge is retained. All your memories ever attained, but you've just done a complete, you've gotten a new palate transplant and you just have no, you're going to be able to taste beer for the first time. Would you start with like what you know, what you like? You're like, I know I like these. Or would you start with a different style? Would you like,
Wow.
I think I would start with like German beers, Pilsners, and
start from lagers.
Like from the ground up.
Not the bottom as in, yeah, not the worst. But
no, but like
the least.
Like, well, that's sort of like, to me,
the least palate shocking.
Right. That and like that. That seems like to me the base of, if you're going to like know everything about beer, then you got to know your European pilsners and lagers first. And I'm pretty weak on that. So I feel like I would need, that's where I want to start and get like really good at those. And then I can start coming back to the styles I really want to be drinking.
So having, man, we could what if this forever. Having your beer knowledge, but not the palate.
Right.
How long would you spend in the light pilsner lager category? Would you like a week and then, okay, we're moving on?
Longer than a week.
Or do you think you'd give it a season?
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to be like, okay, I know. Now I know this style and I know what these are supposed to taste like and what a good one is and what a bad one is. And I'm very solid on that. Now, the IPAs can't wreck this anymore, necessarily.
No more.
Because I can't, like, if I did that now, I would have to detox. I would have to, like, not drink
reset
beer, like, for a month or not, or just drink stouts or just something that wasn't IPAs related.
That's what whiskey's for, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just have to be a whiskey drinker for a month.
There you go. I can help.
I can't do it.
Oh, man. So would you start with?
Would you just go back to your normal ways? You're just like, oh, great. I got a clear palate. Now I can start having my, you know, whatever it is, my stouts again.
And
they're going to taste the way I should without my years of my palate being adjusted.
Man, I wish. I don't know. I think I want to know what a late 90s Sierra Nevada pale ale tastes like today.
Oh, that would be good.
I want to taste that for the first
time.
Do you
think it's that different?
I think it's that different.
Really? Like, you think they brew it, like, late 90s, the guy brewing the late 90s Sierra Pale, if he tasted a Sierra Pale right now, would be like, what have you guys done?
Yeah, he'd be like, why?
Why? Why
told you not to add that many hops.
I feel like Sierra's... go ahead, Matt.
No, go ahead, Sierra.
I was saying, I feel like Sierra's hasn't changed much, but also, I don't know.
That with efficiencies and time and crops and evolution, you know, things have changed, but I think it's still as close as it can be. You know, scaling things, it all changes and varies. My personal opinion is, even if I had the knowledge or not had the knowledge or reset my palate or whatever the situation may be, I still know how my body reacts to the beers I drink. And I think I would quickly navigate back to where I was, just because if I have a wheat beer, I just feel full and I don't like that feeling. I want to have another beer. And certain other beers like that, they sit differently. So do I want four IPAs or do I want one wheat beer and to feel disgusting? I think I'd figure that out really quickly.
Tough choice. Four enjoyable IPAs or one wheat beer and be disgusted.
Yeah. Yeah, way less Widmeres in my...
You're not gonna start with Widmeres.
Yeah, maybe we skip the wheat beer phase, like Matt's saying.
You're like, well, I did all that. Don't need to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
Made all those sacrifices.
Or, you know, pick up a milkshake and feel like you ate a bag of Skittles or something like that.
That sounds like a good beer to me, Chief. So Matt, I feel like you're going to use your knowledge to stay away from everything and just do what you know is good.
I was saying, even if I didn't have knowledge of what beers I've tried before, I'd just say my natural reaction to beers, I think I would quickly navigate back to where I sit. I think that's very instinctual.
This quote unquote gift of having a completely reset palate, it'll take about 3 days. And you're like, nope, back to our
haze, bro.
This feels good. This doesn't feel good. I like feeling good. Give me the haze.
I wonder if not having ever tasted an IPA. Like if we grew up on the East Coast and Alchemist in our backyard, like would we enjoy hazies more? And go, those West Coast guys are nuts, man.
They're nuts. I can't believe they don't like these New England.
Yeah. Would that would be the interesting test. Would you like beers from a different region if you had tried those beers first?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have the palate reset. Would
East Coast? If your palate is so clean that you start having East Coast and a West Coast, would you be like, oh, geez, I should be having this East Coast?
What if Hetty's bitter AF and we're like, oh, how does people drink this? And
how does people do?
How do you drink like a bull like this? I don't get.
The same reasons most people are like, how do you drink black coffee? I don't get that. It's like, some black coffee is better tasting than other coffees, but it's how you feel after you drink coffee. If you have sugar full coffee, you just like feel like crap after a while. But if you just have coffee without any sugar additives, then you just bounce off the walls.
But French vanilla coffee mate, that's good, right? You feel good after that, right?
Oh gosh.
The little blue ones.
That's solid, right? Like three of them in one cup.
Wow.
That's good.
So
that's normal. Most coffee drinkers, that's what they do, right?
Yeah, that's the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I like my sugar with coffee and cream.
I'm cool, like the Beastie Boys are cool.
There you go. Yeah. No, that's... Well, actually, you probably are more normal than us. I get the strangest look when they're like, you want your coffee plain. Yeah, just plain, please.
Well, my dad's black coffee. My father-in-law's black coffee.
Sure you don't want anything in that?
I think it just means you're old.
Oh, well, that's true.
Well, there's a difference. Sucks. There's a difference. Like, Sunny Select coffee grounds that come in a 4-gallon jug.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of black coffee than...
Right.
Then say like Blue Bottle or something like that.
I'll do Breakfast House coffee black too.
Pete's
all right. But I've had one of those moments. I'll get the cold brew cans from Starbucks, and each. Like Starbucks I've gone to and I've ordered multiple times, people, when they give them to me, they're like, we have to figure out, we had to try these. You're the only or I must be one of the only people that order them. And I was like, yeah, it's nice to have cold brew coffee whenever you need it, if you don't want to open it right away. And I was like, and it tastes great. And it gives you the caffeine that you need. Mm-hmm. And they were just like mind blown. They're like, it tastes like Guinness. And I was like, well, you're not far off. Irish stouts kind of have a coffee flavor to them. It's nitro infused. It's like put a little gold star on their forehead and go, you figured out something.
You did it. Good job. I'll tell you what that is surprisingly good is those coffee cans they have at Dutch Brothers. I think they're those.
Oh, the cold brew?
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah. I haven't had one yet.
Those things are potent, though. Ooh. If you drink one of those too fast, you'll be...
Woo!
You'll have the shakes for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, give me that.
I'm pretty caffeinated. I want the jitters. Oh, man. I can handle it.
Let's get jacked. Come on. We got some Dutch Brothers.
Come on. Let's go. Woo! Come on. Listen to some really loud B95 music and... Get in line at Dutch Brothers.
I don't know if it's any more concentrated than the Modern Times cold brew, but I've had people tell me that too. Like there's some other small businesses near us and they've figured out that we've had coffee, and I've had some people come into me before and they're like, dude, I had one of those Modern Times cold brews and I was jacked for like hours. I was like, yeah, it'll do it.
I lifted a car off of a baby.
You come across many cars on
a lot. You'd be surprised.
You can't do it. Yes, I can.
I just had a cold brew coffee can. That's enough for the culture. And what's after the culture? What could it be? Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? You can be on the show. You can have your own show and be on the show. 3-minute podcast of your own. Send it to us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just call the traditional voicemail line, 559-492-0542 of the Dorktown Network. Leave a message for Dorktown. Leave a message for Perfect Pour. Leave a message for Get Off My Podcast. Leave a message for Flowing with Famous. It doesn't matter. But you can
also, you could ask Mikey for his Snapchat handle.
Yep, and send it that way. Direct message me your voicemail through Snapchat, and I'll just play it there. But it'll go away in 24 hours, so I don't know. You'll have to. I guess I can save him. I don't know. And let's go with it. We have. I was telling you, there's no traditional voicemails this week. There is one or more sent in, though.
Wouldn't it true you be here with shout outs? I know the song doesn't say shout out or whatever, but shout sounds like shout out, and I'm using it, homie. So shout out. Who am I picking this week? This week it's an amazing
who's on the
person.
Shout out show?
Two persons, two people. It's a group, homie. Why? Because that's just the way I roll. I say today's shout out goes out to the brothers, the Napolitano brothers, Matt and Nick.
What?
These shout outs for you guys, homies. I can't do one without the other. It's just inflammable, whatever that word is. You know what I'm saying, Holmes. You two as a pair are an amazing pair. The Perfect Pour is perfect because of you two.
Wow.
Without you two, Mikey can't have the Perfect Pour. There's
he's
no
much better than me.
Without the brothers
right.
and Mikey. So one without the other. Appreciation to Matt and Nick. You guys are an amazing couple. Not a couple, but you know what I'm talking about. Shout outs out to go to both of you. Matt,
bros.
I've met you more than I've met your brother Nick and Mikey. Visited the brewery and also over at the Long Beach. You're a nice guy. You're really cool. You're really standoffish, but that smile behind that beard says it all, homie. You're down to earth guy, and I appreciate you for being honest on the podcast and just telling it like it is, straight to the punch. Nick, you homie, shout out to you. Amazing voice, the soothing voice. I can fall asleep to your voice anytime. You can yell at me, homie, and I can't take you. I would take you serious. If you're telling me a joke, it had to be a serious joke. You've driven out all the way to my 818 area to drop off beers. Appreciate you for that. Shout outs to Matt and Nick. Like I said, the Perfect Pour would not be perfect without the brothers. Nick and Matt, thank you for being part of the show. Mikey, thank you for having these two be part of your team of the Dorktown. What else can I say? There's so much I can say. I'm sure other people know. But just shout outs to the Napolitano brothers. It's hard to say when you had a couple beers. But Nick and Matt, appreciate you guys. Shout out to you boys. To your beer with shout outs.
Chocotazo. Thanks, Hugh. Thanks for the shout-out show. I love the shout-out show.
Wow. I am feeling warm and fuzzy right now. I've never felt that
before. I've never felt this before.
What is this like?
I feel very honored to receive this award. Yeah.
Like to thank all the little people.
My only advice is just be careful if you say shootouts or shoutouts versus shoutouts, depending on who joins the conversation at what time, it could come off wrong. But everybody's good.
Just keep on rocking, man. One foot in the gutter, one foot in the stars.
Wow.
Ricky Rockman.
Oh, wow. One foot in the gutter, one foot in the stars. All right, here's your dad joke of the episode. A sandwich walks in to a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." Oh, man.
I don't think I can even follow it. That's how bad off I am right now. Like, wait, what?
A sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Uh-huh. And the bartender says, "We don't serve food here."
He's not going to serve him, serve the sandwich.
He's a servant. Yeah, he's not going to serve
the sandwich. He's like sandwich. The guy. This guy in the Mos Eisley bar doesn't like droids. We'll serve your kind here.
Is that the movie with Darth Vader?
Gold.
Yeah. Yep. Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Did you watch
the Boba Fett show?
Did you watch the move? The Boba Fett show with Darth Vader? Yeah, Ma.
Oh. I've never seen a meme come so close to real life as that one with Mikey and his wife. I'm sure at every family gathering.
Well, not producer Becky. Producer Becky.
She doesn't hush your mouth. She says, "Go for it."
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, that part of it. Yeah. No, yeah. She's all right. She
knows. She's just like, "Oh, that's gonna happen." Like,
you're on your own, dummy.
You opened your mouth.
Yep. Go display your nerdness everywhere. Go make sure every girl in this place doesn't like you. Go for it. Okay, I will, honey. Did you know? Have you been watching The Mandalorian?
He's a Boba Fett, right?
He's one of them Boba Fetts.
He's a Boba Fett.
He's a Boba Fett.
There's a whole clan of the Boba Fetts.
I opened up a sliced beer company.
Oh.
Crowler.
Are we all slicing right now?
I guess we are. Green Nugget IPA.
Is Matt still slicing?
Still slicing. When a crowler goes a long way when it's just yourself.
Yeah, this has been tough drinking alone.
He says tough in air quotes.
Yep. This is a delicious beer. Green Nugget, I am approving. I'm glad I got this one because I didn't specifically request it. I was hoping, but I didn't want to be greedy. So
it was hard to divide them up, so I'm sorry if you guys didn't get
it. No, I got exactly what I wanted.
Wait, Mikey, what was the one that you got?
Green Nugget.
Oh, that's the one I wanted.
Oh.
Well,
I'm never doing this again.
I'm
like I said, I asked for the slice crowlers.
I'm off.
I gave you the Imperial Red. I thought that'd be your jam.
I'm off the same street.
You're not getting my joke.
Oh, he also.
Oh, you wanted all the slice crowlers.
They were all slice crowlers.
No, I just want. I just want the two that I didn't get.
He didn't want a lot of eggs and bacon. He wanted all the eggs and bacon that we had.
I'm afraid you don't understand. When I say, bring me all that you have.
You could have given me those two and not these two. And I would have said, well, I want those two instead of these two. So there's no winning that one.
Damn. Does it make you feel better that I gave you both two crowlers and only have one for myself?
Oh, geez, man. Why'd you do that?
Isn't there more crowlers than that?
There's four.
That other one was from Mikey's personal beer fridge.
Oh.
Yeah. There's five slice crowlers. And I do owe Matt a Moxa Hazy. I forgot to put that in the box. Yeah. You did request that one, and I looked in my fridge like, how is this still here? So
it's all right.
See our lives now, guys. With the
this is our lives.
We can't podcast in the same spot. It's tough.
Dividing beers, dividing free beers given to us.
Yeah, come on.
He forgot it in air quotes.
Yeah. Please let me keep this hazy IPA.
All right, we have only one more voicemail.
I'm going to let it go bad for 90 days and then give it to you.
What a perfect poor tree you be here. How you vatos doing? It's been a while. I haven't spoken to you guys. What are they checking out, eh?
Just calling in to give some information about the Bottle Shop. Bottle Shop is carrying Virgin Beer Company now, homie. So I'm in a very giving mood. I've been in a very giving mood. And I want to send you guys some beer. So if you guys can tell me what you want, maybe I can. I'm not maybe, but I will send you. Check it out, homie. They've got some Bottle Logic, some Dexterity Check, and they got some Charisma Check. West Coast IPAs, Indian Pale Ales, both of them. Let me know. That's Bottle Logic. And the Virgin Beer, they got Clever Kiwi. They got Keep It Citra. They've got some
Keep It Citra.
Juice Press. They got Travana. I want to send you some good-ass beer, homie. Let me know. Maybe I want to send you some stuff out. It's been a while. It's been a while since I haven't sent you anything. And my last question would be, Nick, if I sent you a Bourbon County 2018, would you drink it? Because I'm willing to send you that. Also, what's up with the chocotazo I sent you with? Have you guys popped that open, or are you guys waiting for like a special moment to enjoy those? Hopefully, you guys are holding on to that for the next batch of chocotazo.
Got it.
Also, I enjoyed a Mother Earth Cali Cream and Vanilla Cream Ale Creamsicle with orange. Amazing freaking beer, Holmes. I bought a six pack. Guess what? I only got to drink one because my wife drank the rest.
Oh, no.
Mikey.
Dang.
Producer Becky might like this. Look out for it, homie. Right. That's about it.
I will.
Just quick little things. I'm in a giving mood, and I want to give the Perfect Pour a few beers that they can't get to. If by any chance, if you can log into your Instagram and check out the Bottle Shop and see what they got, let me know what you want, homie. Take a screenshot and DM me on Twitter.
I got to get on Twitter?
True,
yes.
That's
where Chew lives.
That's what I'm doing. You're giving me entertainment in my ears, and I'm going to give you entertainment to your taste buds. Órale, homie. Yeah. Ahí te guacho. Just chew your beer and keep sipping and drinking and thinking. Mikey, drinking and thinking. Love those. Keep them coming.
All right.
I wish you could send them out weekly, but
I know, I understand. Me too.
It's Chew Your Beer. You have to watch them. Peace out, eh?
Cheers, Chew. Thank you.
Chew.
Chew is in a giving mood, man. That's awesome. Have you seen Green Cheek pop up at the Bottle Shop? I don't know. If
Do they distribute?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. They might not. It may just all be brewery. What LA beer? Are you looking at the Bottle Shop right now?
Maybe. Does it look like I'm looking up the Bottle Shop right now?
I see computer screen reflection on your face.
Ah, damn glasses.
Take me to the Bottle Shop.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Or the stouts go pop.
No Green Cheek.
All right.
That is it. That is negative.
Maybe some Tioga beer.
Tioga? You want Tioga that's gone to LA and then been shipped back to you by 2 years beer?
No, I would think that Virgin is pretty solid choice. But does out of the barrel get some Virgin? Does somebody somewhere in town get Virgin?
No. Out of the barrel's getting Pure Project for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are we looking for?
And I think we missed
Bottle Shop in LA. Choose spot.
We missed the North Park batch that they got.
Oh. Yeah, they got cleared out. I went in on Father's Day. And they were, it was thin. I don't think I've ever seen them that thin can wise.
Yeah.
I had to
keep telling me they're getting more beer, and I've seen
it. We're getting more beer.
This is my life.
Every week you're like, we're getting more beer.
Phenomenal beer shop that we're so lucky to have here in Fresno. And there's two West Coast IPAs in the whole damn case. What are you going to have? Oh, I guess these again.
These.
Damn ocularity from Bottle Logic is getting old.
Uh-oh. They had some bottle logic in that.
Yeah, they have a lot of bottle. But they're only one of them is West Coast. And then I think the other one is Lucky Day from Central Coast.
I don't know. Oh, that's just one of those things that happens to us is like, you know, a couple of years ago, we were just been like,
yeah,
dear dying. God, Central Coast in Fresno, Lucky Day. That would be amazing. Now it seems like it's everywhere. I'm just like, yeah, Lucky Day. 4.45 for one can. No, thanks.
Keep it. Let it get old.
Keep it. Hey, why don't you keep it? What? Keep it. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, sir. Yeah.
Keep it.
Well, since we're so light on voicemails this week, I feel like it's time to sort of reinvigorate the voicemailers here. I really enjoy the podcast, the 3-minute podcast, like Chewbers, the new sensation, the shout out show.
Do you have a favorite? Or are you going to tell us? It's like,
you can't have a favorite. It's like picking your favorite song on an album. I mean, you're a band, so you can't do that.
Wow.
But I'm just to try and ignite, stoke some creativity amongst the listeners here. Think of a 3-minute show. Think of it, you can focus in on one thing. Just talk about that one thing for 3 minutes or something. Or I have some show ideas I have. This one's called Hey Chief. And it's just the 3-minute show of Scotty B just giving us a home brewing tip.
Wow.
Or this one's even better. This is Hey Chief could also be just Scotty B just picks out a particular name of a listener and he says, "Hey Chief." Like he says, "Hey Colin. Hey Chief." And he just goes to it, "Chew your beer. Hey, Chief." That's the show.
Mm. So it's a shout out version, Scotty B stuff.
There you go. I guess it's a Hey Chief. Is.
So the shout outs are now Hey Chiefs.
Hey, Chief. That's when Scotty B does his shout out show. It's called Hey, Chief. This one's called I Married Up. It's Colin talking about how to satisfy your awesome beer geek spouse for 3 minutes. That's the new show.
Dang.
Wait, here's another one. What's in the tank? It's Buck from Core 4 Brewing. He just tells us what's fermenting in his tank weekly. He just picks a tank and tells us what's going on.
So what do you want? Do you want yeast pitch temperatures and grain bills?
Sure. I want it all. Or do all you the stats. Want? I want all the stats.
Flavor profiles.
I want him to do one of those little where he opens
up the tank.
Opens up the little flap and gets a little taste from the tank.
Yeah. He goes, "It's flat. Well, it's not covered."
He's like, "Oh shit, I fucked this up." So
dump it.
That's what's in the tank. Show me your tattoos. It says Rad Stacy just interviewing any random bartender at Goldstein's about their tattoo, and they tell a story about their tattoo.
Damn it! I see.
And that's about 300 shows worth of content there.
Wow!
So it's just some ideas to spark the listeners since we're having a slow week. Got to fire back up here, guys.
All right. I want to start some controversy right now.
Oh, okay. What,
Mikey, where does today's Mikey stand on Firestone Walker being the animosity that has left and Rad Stacy is now a representative?
Yeah, it is definitely softened. I have personally lifted the ban of never not buying any Firestone Walker.
Mm-hmm.
The but I still haven't bought any yet because the person that dragged Fresno through the mud is no longer an employee. So, that's enough for me to lift the ban. I'm still not impressed by them, but because they've still not done anything significant enough to me for the completely like forgive. But also, it's like, what am I talking about? It's not that big a deal. So, you got Rad Stacy.
Time wounds all that heals.
Yeah. Right? It's all good. We're all good. I'm ready to try Firestone again. I just haven't done it yet.
All right. I was checking.
When we run out of Modern Times, then we'll go to Firestone.
Yes. When I will now, Firestone has moved from never spending money on it to situational. They have gotten bumped up into the situational bracket.
Yeah.
Have you had any Firestone? I can't remember you having any Firestone lately.
Just the occasional Parabola lately. I have not had a... What was the revolving beer?
The Luponic.
I haven't had a Luponic probably since 12.
I haven't had it in a while. That one that's out now is like, it looks funky as hell.
Just, yeah.
It's got all kinds of colors and
really psychedelic
ingredients. And it's like, man, it's a lot. You guys need to hit the reset button on the Luponics, I think.
Yeah, getting a little out of hand here. I haven't had any core Firestone beers in a long time. Other than the beers that come in a box, I don't think.
Well, we got some of those here at the studio if you need them.
I do. I need all the beer.
Oh, I would have put that in your package.
You leave my package alone.
No, it's hard. Hard not to. I just walked into that one.
Where's Matt within the show? Has hit a new low. When do we need him?
And the show has hit a new low.
There he is.
There he is.
All right. Jeez. That's like, if I just stay silent long enough, they're going to put their foot in their mouth and I'll be here.
Yeah, let me know how it tastes. Or
brought to you by Grindr.
Oh, God. Oh, new sponsor.
I spoke too soon.
Found a new low.
Mike, you referenced that last week. I was like, what is that? Why does that sound... Oh, I see.
Why does that sound familiar? What is that grinder? Why does that sound so familiar?
Oh, boy.
I remember.
No, I do not wish to sign up. Again?
Oh, no. Now everybody's phone is now going to have a grinder ad in there.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, everyone.
Instagram scroll. Advertisement.
Grindr. Grindr. You remember us? We're still here.
And then Tractor Supply.
Oh my gosh, beers get released. Constant flow of new beers. Matt, are you looking out for anything?
I'm just looking for all the beers that are in my fridge.
You're just looking to have time and energy to drink the beers in your fridge.
Well, no, I de-goats.
De-goats.
I saw that there. There was some beers from him. There's beers from Wazoo. I mean,
Colin and Janine. We finally got those distributed amongst all three of us now. So,
yeah. So I'm just looking out for all that.
Go open one up. Fire it up.
Fire it up.
Fire it up.
Fire it up.
If you chant any three words in a row, we'll
chant. It will happen.
Shrimp fried rice.
Oh, remember teppanyaki?
Oh, yeah. No buffet for you.
Oh, that might be okay.
Really?
You can still kind of distance. And
if they give you your own table.
There's enough fire to kill all the germs.
But, like, I think they would have to give you your own table. Like, you know, because usually they sit you with different people unless your group is big enough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it would have to be. What's the rule? So you could either.
I wonder if the teppanyaki cooks have a mask on.
They should.
Oh, God, no. Asphyxiate them. So
the rules are you either you're it's the same household or people that have asked to be seated together. That's right. Okay. They are recommending.
Ask you a question. Oh, Mikey's got a Yeti.
Yeah, that's my water.
From Yeti.
It's my water palate cleansing.
Woo. We are officially out of patio season here in Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
It is now pool season.
Oh, yeah, man. Poolside.
Load them if you got them.
Come on by. You can sit on one side of the pool, and we'll sit on the other side. And
yay.
Come enjoy.
Did you add alcohol to the pool filter?
Yep. Just poured some vodka in there in the skimmer.
Yeah. Sanitize.
We're all sanitized, kids.
Don't open your eyes. It'll sting.
Yeah, it'll sting. That's the chlorine. Vodka. Nick, are you looking out for something?
So I'm going to do my homework right here for Chew Your Beer. I'm going to look at the bottle shop. And I'm going to say I want the Keep It Citra from Bergian Beer.
Ooh, I will concur with this. We have made our choice, Chew. It is Keep It Citra.
See, I think you and Matt would like this Universal Secret Hazy IPA.
We got to come to a
Keep It Citra.
Beer Amigos conclusion.
Keep It Citra, single IPA.
The three amigos.
Perfect. And yes, I do have my looking out for my cookies and cream from
Veltworks. He got it, guys.
Finally.
Calling engineer.
In my possession. So it'll be, now. Here's the struggle. I have the beer. When do I drink the beer? When do I do? Well, I do
you
a
weekend. Should do it on the show.
Do I do it on the show? Do I do a weekend special edition post for the tailgate? The Patreons.
That'd be good. Or you can go on. I think you should go on the Zoom Friday night Zoom call.
Zoom. Oh, Zoom it. Mm-hmm. It has been a while since Friday night Zoom. I will do that.
Get in there. By the way, if you want to be on the listener Friday night Zoom call, just message one of us, message the show or the main ring leader and just anybody you know that's involved with it. You're like, yeah. I know that person's on the Zoom. I'll DM him.
What's the Kevin Bacon thing? The six.
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. You're only 6 degrees away from a Friday night Zoom. You know someone who knows someone.
Oh, yeah. You know someone that can get to Jazz. Now, if you're friends with Jazz and Untap. Come on, man. Do it. The more looking out for us.
That's it for me.
Oh, Well, I guess I could add this to the choose thing is Bergen Beer Company, if they have Bergen. Carlsbad Crush is a Mosaic Pale Ale. So, Bergen Beer Company, Mosaic Pale. Done. A new to me Phoenix Brewer, OSO Brewery, OHSO, and it's an acronym, so it stands for something. I don't know what it stands for, but OSO Brewery in Phoenix. It's a limited release, so it's pretty doubtful. Like this, I'll be able to come across this, but I'm just throwing it out there because it looked cool. Called Fluff Daddy, and it's got the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man on it. And then instead of Puff Daddy, it's Fluff Daddy. It's a marshmallow coconut IPA. I think I might be the only one that wants that. But.
What's the level of coconut here?
I don't know.
If it's a hint, I'm in.
I saw it on the craft beer plug.
If I'm drinking a bottle of suntan lotion, I'm out.
Yeah, that I agree with that. I just need a hint of it. The coconut. I'm heavier on the marshmallow. This is one that I saw last year that I didn't hit on, so it's come back again. I probably should do it. The Stone Brewing's Tiki Escape Mix Pack.
Oh.
They call it a mix pack.
Mixed pack.
Didn't say variety. Said mix. It's got scorpion.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's the ultimate summer barbecue take.
Tiki vibe. Scorpion Bowl, Tangerine Express, Tiki Escape, and Birvaneza. So I saw it last year and I didn't do it. Yeah. So this year, I'm going to do it. Give me a Tiki Escape. Modern Times Laser Rain. It's a tropical cucumber goes, which I'm not, that excited about, but the can, guys, the can color.
Yeah.
It's a lime can.
Oh.
It's got that Modern Times knows how to freaking make a color pop on a can for some reason. So
better have freaking lasers.
Laser beams. Are those sharks with freaking laser beams? Bowie Beer Company, Astoria, Oregon's Bowie Beer Company has just their straight up pale ale. I saw it in a 6-pack of 12-ounce cans, and I was like, I want that. So I'm looking out for that somehow. I don't think Bowie's made it out down in California's or not, but
that's a green can.
The Bowie one, yeah, it's like Bowie, but there's like a green striping in there with it. House of Pendragon, Fresno/Culver/Singer's House of Pendragon, Lancelot IPA. I just saw them just, you know, 4-pack of 16-ounce cans on their Instagram, and it just looked good. So I'm not sure that I've had the Lancelot in a can. So
dang.
Pariah Brewing Company. Only 90s kids will get this IPA. Just for the name and the can art. I don't even know if it's any good, but just a fun. But it's got Citra and Apollo. I don't know Apollo, but Citra I know. And I know Citra's good. I noticed that on the Hop Savage Instagram feed. If you want to take a look at that. That's all I've been looking up for. Enjoying this Green Nugget IPA is good. You guys doing all right?
Mikey, are you sad Top Gun 2 is postponed?
No. Damn it. I was hoping to be digital released. I could watch it in the comfort of my home.
Damn it.
Drinking. Matt, did you drink this week? Bearded Brewer 87 on tap.
Just a lot of repeats, a bunch of Shermans, Valley Haze, Summer Vibes. Yeah, nothing too crazy.
You need to get out of your Tioga bubble, man.
Hey, man, when you don't want to make extra stops.
No extra stops.
That's it.
Nick, the Nick 80 on untap.
Yeah. I did check in at least once this week. Ooh. Oh, Midnight 19 Nitro. No, I checked in quite a bit. Yeah. I'm proud of myself.
I had that.
So I had a Shine from Alvarado Street Brewing. It's a rather clear double IPA from them. It was pretty amazing. Picked that up out of the barrel. There was also one other West Coast IPA, I think was from Urban Roots. It was a blue can, but I cannot remember the name of it right now.
Yeah, that was like their anniversary one. It's like a second year anniversary. I had that one. It's got all the kinds of drawings on it.
Yeah, it was a very graffiti art.
Right. Yeah, it's a good beer.
It was a good beer. But I did not care to check in. Oh, bigger on the inside? Was that it?
Maybe. There might be another one, too.
Might be another one. I wonder if I could find it.
Check your pro tip. Look at your friends. When you're checking into that beer, then if you're on a particular
See who locally has had it.
See your friends that have had it. And then you'll, I don't know.
Step one, have friends.
Step one, friends on tap.
So those are my Friday night front yard beers.
Nice.
Saturday was whiskey, so we won't talk about that. Sunday.
Sunday.
Bloody Sunday.
Celadorita. Bigfoot.
The
like
day
you've
for
never
those
seen
were,
them before.
Unless you were here last week, then it's the same show.
And it's the same truck smashing stuff. Just like you saw last Sunday.
What different Sunday?
But now it's a totally different Sunday.
Look, 6 degrees hotter.
Old cars getting smashed by Bigfoot. Look at girls stand up and cheer. Yeah. Drink a Coors Light for $8. Sunday.
Do you see that 87 Cutlass Supreme you wish you had? Yeah, it's gonna get crushed right now.
The Bigfoot's gonna crush it.
Do you see that rare Pontiac Fiero sitting there? It's gonna get crushed.
Look at that shell. Look at that. You could pop in any kind of engine into that, and it would look cool. But Bigfoot's gonna crush it.
Yeah.
That's what you guys think. You see the monster truck shows. Yeah. You're like, dude, why are you smashing that frame of that? That's perfectly. I could use that.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that's a 86 Buick Grand National turbocharged V6. Why are you gonna? He crushed it.
It's done. You suck. You just stand up. You suck.
You suck.
I can never take you to monster truck shows, Nick.
They crush all the good 80s cars.
Well, honey, look what they're doing.
That was a 74 Maverick they just crushed. It had the V8 option. Oh, my God.
Twin turbos, babe. Twin turbos.
0 to 60 in 5 seconds. Fastest car in 76, I swear. What were we doing? Oh, Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
You're drinking, you're caught.
So like, the day of the fathers, we got a request from our parents to meet them at
it
a brewery.
It is the day of the fathers. To celebrate you fathers must day. Meet us. Oh, this is where you made your first sit down?
So, yeah, it was a strange event for me. Not strange at all. Just
let me do poop on.
My Sunday was not exciting. So this was the most exciting thing we did. But anyways, we get to, so we met at Tioga Sequoia. They are now open for sitting in the brewery.
Oh, no. La-dee-da.
Yeah. Masks are required.
Do you have reservations?
No. Yes, we did. I guess.
Hmm.
We had an industry friend make a call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder who that could
yeah. be. I don't know. Just, you know, friends. Right. Industry. Yeah.
Bert? You call Bert?
Yeah. We'll call him Bert for now. We'll call him Bat. Where Bert meets Matt. So, somehow there was a call placed. Maybe a favor was pulled. We don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So we get to Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, man, I love that Tioga. That is a great Tioga. Place.
That's right. So our today, we're fortunate enough not to have only one car. We have multiple cars. We try and keep two masks in every car. Yeah, we're fancy. Yeah. I know. I'm trying to get past that part. Somehow, my mask was not in this car that we took. So, like, what do we do? What the hell's going on here? I don't know how to get in here now because I don't have a mask and I'm not driving home to go get a mask. I call Matt. Matt, you have masks? Yeah, just go to the front and ask for a mask. Okay. So, I got a mask. I was able to get in Tioga Sequoia.
It said #industry.
#industry. I don't know if it's a Sunday in Fresno when it's 105 outside or people are afraid to go out, but it was a very mellow Sunday, which made a nice evening for us because we were not overburdened by people getting in our way.
Mm-hmm. Asshats. Lack of asshats really help the aesthetic.
So I felt bad for Tioga because I'm like, they're open. There's just not a lot of people here. You know, it kind of sucks, but at the same time, it made me happy because I had room to breathe, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Spread your legs.
Spread my legs. You
really,
know,
really
I could
get
walk
into
to
somebody's.
The restroom without like, without crushing elbows with, mm-hmm. you know, a billion people.
Look at the merch shelf.
Yeah, freely look at the merch shelf. They have implemented a lot of nice features now. So, untapped boards are still happening. Digital menus. So they put a QR code on the table. You scan it. The menu comes up on your phone. You don't have to stand in line. And, oh, what do I want?
Right.
You know, you could browse at the table before you even get up to go because you have to have the mask on when you leave the table. Which is
Newsome.
Different. It is Newsome's.
Newsome. Instead of Newman, it's Newsome.
So the less time
so
I can
cool.
wear a mask while I'm out, the better. So if you're at the table, no mask. Leave the table, mask.
Mask. No mask.
Don't but you get to choose your beer. You know, you get to think about what you want to do before you get up to the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I, being a drummer for so long, am hard of hearing. So the plexiglass sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three beers,
that'll be $20. I'm sorry, what? $20. What? $20. So next thing you know, I'm 3 feet away from the person I'm trying to talk to. I'm no longer distancing.
Yeah. I do look like this. Matt, huh?
I don't see what the plexiglass is doing anymore. This is stupid.
You're Matt's brother,
but,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't get that once, and I think because of the mask, nobody could tell we were actually brothers.
Look at the mask. You're like, finally I can live autonomously, live my own life here.
That's right.
Stop being compared to my brother.
But overall, because we were with family and we got to have beers and be outside of our houses, I think it was a good weekend. So I had the new Summer Vibes, I believe, which is the...
It's Pilsner.
Nelson Mosaic.
Yeah, lager, right?
Lager.
Yep.
Like Matt said,
yes,
lager.
I did have that.
Nelson Mosaic lager. I was going to say that, but Matt.
I had the pineapple cherry sour, which was very good. And then a couple... couple Nitro Midnight Lightnings.
Nitro. Oh, man. You'll just ride that fucking wave. That Nitro dude.
I was ahead of the wave. I had Nitros before this article came out.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the timeline.
Okay.
On Sunday.
Okay, here's the timeline.
On Sunday, I was having Nitro beers like the world was going to end. The world is going to end, right? And then all of a sudden on Monday, here's articles popping up. Nitro beers are everywhere. I started the trend.
Am I the trendsetter? I think so.
I think probably am.
I think they're watching my Untapped for the trends.
The Vine pair watches my Untapped feed and then builds their articles off of that.
He's particular. So yeah.
So you did it. You had beer in a place.
Cool to be back out in the world. It's a different world, but it's out there still.
It's still out there.
Yeah.
Does that conclude your drinking for the week? Past week.
Beer wise, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
some hard liquor over there now.
That's right. Woodford Reserve Rye. It's nice.
It's nice. Guys, it's nice. What do I do this week?
WWMD.
What?
What would Mikey do?
Nobody says that.
I said it.
Nobody with any credibility.
Wow.
I mean,
Wow.
That wasn't a slight of you. I was trying to, that was self-deprecating humor. You got pulled into it.
Eight years, man.
Hey, I've been drinking for 8 years, bro, okay?
I had a Tree Wolf from Black Dog Brewing, an IPA. Nice beer. Got it at the market. It's got a nice drawing of a tree on the label.
Oh.
Leisure Lagoon from Coronado Brewing Company. That's what I had. A lot of that over the weekend. Got a six-pack of that at the same arts. Silver Brewing, huh? Yakima Express.
Wow, you had a silver?
Yeah, I had a silver. You guys went to the coast, didn't get a silver.
No.
I went to Fresno, 2 blocks from my house, got a silver. Double IPA. It's good beer.
Aren't you fancy?
I know, right? Belching Beaver Company, Swerve City in a can. Ooh. It's all pineapple and coconut with that beer. Which is cool. Which is nice. Alvarado Street. Here comes my Father's Day 4-pack I made. I made my own 4-pack.
Oh.
Citra Veza from Alvarado Street is their pale lager. And oh my God, Matt needs to get this beer.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty rock solid that Matt's gonna like that Citravesa from Marlboro Street. It's got fun. It's good state of California on the logo on the can and with palm trees. Can't miss
yes.
it. Got that one at the market. Hen House Brewing Company Grain Bravy Double IPA. That's double. A good beer. Yeah, let's try the Nick style. And I got that Shine beer that you had earlier, Nick. Alvarado Street. The gold. I love gold.
Wasn't that a cool label?
Yeah, it made you look at it. Reggie was all... Reggie is all...
draws you in.
Yep. Reggie's like, what the hell's going on? And I see everybody having this Shine beer. And I was like, dude, look at that can, man. It pops. You gotta pick it up. And that's what I was drinking this week.
Okay. Oh, so, Mikey, Dorktown. Every time I go to Fig Garden, I've been parking in your spot trying to...
Fig Garden? Oh, yeah. That's my waiting spot,
to see
bro.
If you call me out.
Waiting to see if I pull up. Hey!
Hey, can move that thing.
I haven't been going there this week, so... It's been open season on my spot, my parking spot.
Spot.
I went Sunday. Sunday was the last time I've been to Fig Garden Village this week, I think. I know, it's terrible.
Oh, I went Friday.
Friday. It's Friday right now, today.
I mean, today I went. Right now, I'm there.
I was there earlier. I'm there right here. Now. Oh, well, say hi to him. Say hi to Bub Bub.
Bub Bub.
Bub Bub. Bub Bub.
Hey, Bub Bub.
Bub Bub.
I'm just going to call everybody Bub Bub from now on.
Yep.
Hey, Bub Bub.
What? Hey, Bub Bub.
Did he say it? I don't know. I'm just going to say hi.
Yeah, he said it.
He's weird.
Cheers, Matt. What up, bro? You have any cheers?
Just cheers out to the Golden Gods. They sent beer out our way, and our friends and all the above.
Mm-hmm.
They give us beer so that we can try new things.
Wow.
They give and they give and they give, and we try and we try and we try. Cheers to all them Golden Gods. Nick.
Hi.
Hey.
I don't know what's going on, but we had a slew of new Instagram followers.
Look at us.
Yeah. The Boz 33.
Well, I did post pictures of me skinny dipping in my pool, so that's bound.
Oh, well.
Blow our Instagram up.
Keep working your magic then, because it's happening.
Keep up those posts, man.
One Hoppy Beer Guy, LA Crafty Cabrona, This Is Brew, Underground _ Beer Geek, Nut _ Your _ Average _ Beers.
Not your average beers.
McCoy Drinks Beer and Craft _ Beer _ Log.
Hmm.
Thank you for seeing what we do.
All right. Yep. Like Matt said, cheers to the Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectboar. You know, right now it's more important to be donating to whatever, either if you're going through this pandemic and not working, don't worry about us, or if you donating to Black Lives Matter related thing, We're not Patreon. Our Patreon is the least of your donation worries, but we're here, right here. So thank you, everyone that's still able to hang on, and thank you, everyone that in the past has been able to donate to us, and even if they can't hang right now, we appreciate what you've done for us. This keeps us as a cost. Since right now we're not having to use Ubers, sort of turns us into a cost free. Doesn't cost us money to do the show. So thank because of Patreon, and so thank you guys, and also thank you to Safety Sue number two, Safety Sue two, Just Can Win, M. Kayleen for making Matt look nice and fancy.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't had a haircut for like 6 months.
Oh, Matt, you're on the COVID train, huh?
Oh, yeah. I look like shit.
Wow.
But Matt looks nice. He's all clean, ready to go. He's all fancy.
No Flo-B cuts for you, huh?
Nope. I just let it go. See what happens.
Wait, Mikey, do you have a Flo-B?
No.
I do. No?
No. I need one, though. I need one.
I'm shocked, actually. Mr. Beer can't you're like, Flo-B. Dude,
that guy's
like
got a Flo-B. You know
that
him.
Guy's got a Flo-B.
He, look at him. He's got one. Mr. T in the Franco, Martin Franco. Chris Walk. Jimmy Ortiz. Tommy V138 to the Indie Beer Show for getting Stone Brewing's Greg Koch on the show. Good job, Indie Beer Show. And to SD Beer Talk for getting somebody from Central Coast Brewing on the show. So I'm glad everybody knows about Central Coast now, because I saw Chew had one for the first time recently, and you have them on SD Beer Talk. And like, nice. Central Coast is getting some a little bit recognition now. We'd like to see it.
Wow.
Central California.
I think we had an influence on that.
Yep. Central California beer coming up. There you go, guys. Thanks to the Slice Beer. And thank you, everyone, for listening, man. If you can share the show on your social media, that's awesome. If you can write a little five-star review on iTunes, that's cool. Or if you can just talk us up to one of your beer friends, that is also rad as well. Cheers.
We haven't mentioned it in a long time, but we still have stickers. If anybody wants stickers, we still send us a message. Huh? Yeah. I haven't made any new ones in a while, but we have some leftovers from the
DM
last
us if you want some stickers, especially if you're a Golden God. That I feel like all the Golden Gods have stickers, but maybe not. Hey, so
maybe they ran out. Maybe they're on all the street signs in their neighborhood.
Yep, they're like, I've covered every street sign, guys, anymore. So yeah, if you want some stickers, DM us. If you want in on that Patreon on Friday nights, I think they're still doing it. Even though things are opening up, we probably should still be staying home just as much as, if not more so, than we were before. So stay home and Zoom on the Friday night Zooms. It goes from, starts at 5 p.m. Pacific, and it can, sometimes it can cut off early, but it can go till 11 o'clock. So it can go for about 6 hours or so, 7 hours even. Who knows? It just depends on the party. Yeah. So you can drop That's in great. And out. You can message us on the show or message somebody you know that's involved, and you get the code to get in on that. So if you just want to hang out with some cool listener peeps, it's a nice hang. Nice people.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's like, for me, I have to like commit to it being like, I'm going to be on here, because I can't just jump in for like 5 minutes, because then I'll just be locked in. So if I don't have the time, then it's just tough. I want to be on there every week, but then it'd be boring. but not for me, but for people. I'm just like, oh, here's Mikey again, ruining, gonna piss all over everything.
Yeah. Here he comes talking about Star Wars again.
Guys, Mandalorian's gonna be coming out soon, right?
So everyone, thanks for listening to the show. I hope you had fun. And I need you, but we still need you to be safe.
Oh, yes.
And check dates.
Oh.
And wear masks.
No.
Let's keep Matt protected. Matt protect, must protect the Matt.
All right.
We need Matt to stay safe. So wear your mask. Think about that. Think about the other person. Think about the people working at the brewery, man. That mask is for them.
Careful if you're type A. Type A is the highest risk, man.
Oh, type A blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the latest findings.
Uh-oh. It's the latest. All right. Come to Perfect Board for all your
medical journal news.
Yep. We're here. All right. Thanks.
1,000% accurate.
If you're still here, you're one of the awesome listeners that stay the whole time. We appreciate
and or have a commute longer than 2 hours.
He's like, I just don't feel like turning the thing. I'll just let them go for however how long they need to go.
Honey, you've been in the driveway for 2 hours. You gotta come in.
They're gonna say something good.
They're wrapping up any minute.
They've been on for a couple hours. They're bound to say something
good.
You're
just wasting
gas.
You've been running the air conditioning in the car.
Hey! I put the gas in here, all right? Wasted for what?
Hey!